The tomboy brunch. I'm a tomboy. I'm a tomboy. The tomboy brunch. I'm a tomboy.
Because ladies love sports too.
I'm a tomboy.
Everybody, welcome to the Tomboy Brunch. I am your host with the mimosas, Katrina Chambers, and it is Labor Day weekend, and we are here with the crew to talk all things sports, entertainment, and mimosas. So, and on the line, you know, first of the month, hot topics, and I always have my people with me, and I have Mr. Fitness Trainer Extraordinaire Harold on the line. What's happening, Harold?
What's up, people?
How's it going down there in Nashville, Tennessee?
Oh, it's going good. Nice weather. About to have a good weekend, a Labor Day weekend, you know, get in the pool, just enjoy the weather. So it's going good down here.
Good. And we also have our in-house homegirl, Lamona Maxwell, who last night celebrated her birthday. Happy birthday, Lamona.
Thank you, Harold.
Cheers to you.
Cheers to me.
you turned 25?
I sure did. It'll be 25 from here on out.
I heard that. Well, you guys, I want to get right into it. It has been a week full of sports, entertainment, and other hot topics happening. And so, but first, I want to start on some good stuff, entertainment side. I am thrilled that Babyface is on this season's cast of Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, I think I may watch it again because you know I boycotted it after that whole Bristol Palin fiasco with Brandy. Yes, I'm petty like that. Okay.
Wow.
So I might watch it this season because of Babyface, because I love him.
Well, you know what, and I'm a huge Babyface fan. That's why I'm watching too. And Dancing with the Stars, just in general, I watch sometimes, but I usually watch the headlines more than I do the actual show. But it's one of the most popular reality shows in the world, literally overseas.
Really?
They vote and everything. Yeah. So
Go ahead, Harold. You said you're doing good stuff right now, so go ahead. I'm waiting till you finish. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, good meaning that I'm a Babyface fan and he's on Dancing with the Stars, because usually, you know, to be honest, they don't always have people that I'm following or that I want to see. And like I said, I wait till the headlines. But also in this cast are some other notable names who've been in the media lately. Ryan Lochte.
Right. Exactly. That's all I'm about to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, what do you guys think about that? And apparently he was chosen before the whole Rio fiasco.
Yeah, he was chosen before. Before
oh,
that,
he was.
Yeah, he was chosen
yeah,
before.
Yeah, he
that.
Was.
I saw that.
But he ain't lose his thing, you know, I'm just saying.
No, I know. It's
he lost what? What you mean he didn't lose his spot?
Yeah.
Oh no, he didn't lose the spot.
He did.
Only thing I say that went good. No, that didn't went good. That he got the only punishment that he got was that he lost all his endorsements. That's it. You know.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
he'll get him back.
But putting him back on, as I said, but putting him on Dancing with the Stars, such a popular show, is actually putting him back up there for the opportunity to gain all his fans back, you know. And
exactly.
I'm just a little shocked that there is no standard to what we allow and what we don't allow. And something like this, in the case of Dancing with the Stars, it's up to the producers, the production company, the director. Yeah, I don't care how people feel about them. I want them on my show. I'm the director, so. It's someone's own personal opinion, like we have ours. And then also Amber Rose.
She's on there?
Amber Rose is on
there. Yes, Amber Rose is going to be on there.
Wow, I did not know that. Wow, okay.
Yeah, so there's that's what I mean by there's no pattern to their selection process. You have someone as wonderful and as a baby face, and not saying that Amber or Ryan aren't wonderful. I'm being biased, but gosh, on the same cast, you know.
Right, right.
And
well, you know,
but it's an interesting mix.
Well, you know, I can't be mad at Amber Rose. Like, you know, she has taken her position and she has really started to carve out a lane for herself. And I can't be mad at that. Like, I mean, if you're going to date high-profile men, if you're a smart woman, that's what you should do after the breakup. And you know what? At the end of the day, she's not using either of their names to boost herself. She's not starting any scandal or anything like that. She's just out there hustling, and we just happen to know that she dated, was married to and dated two high-profile celebrities. So
that's because she always tweets it and Instagrams and posts about it and wants it and shows her tail leaning over, you know, on the back end of the patio. That was all orchestrated. That isn't, she can't help who she dates. And she sought out high profile people who want to.
And,
No, I think that that's just being a, no, Amber Rose, she hasn't done anything spectacular. She has, I will say, used her,
assets.
I don't even know what the word, her what?
Her assets.
Same thing. She used that and, you know, people, you again, it's someone's own personal opinion. If they want to buy the product she's selling, we can't do nothing but, you know, either like Mona said, either applaud her from a distance or hate, but she's doing it.
Yeah, I'm not a hater. That's not a part of me. But also I wanted to say that there was another person, like, okay, this is a whole another person, but Teyana Taylor, like, she was big noise this week because, you know, her body is awesome, but to me, I didn't just discover that girl's body was awesome because I've been following her for 10 years because she's been grinding for 10 years. So I'm happy that she's getting, finally people are, like, mainstream and people are noticing her. But a little bit of part of me is a little annoyed that it took her to be half naked for people to notice her when a girl sings and dances and acts and do all this other stuff. I mean, she has two sneakers endorsements that sold out. Like, she's done way more with herself than prancing around half naked in the video. Mind you, the video's dope and her body is awesome. But I'm just saying, it's a little bit like how people clown or look at Amber Rose some type of way for showing her assets. Here, Teyana Taylor been grinding, not really showing her body, but the minute she shows her body, that's what she's like, wow, oh my, you know, now people are noticing her because
that's the story of how, you know, kind of how the world works. You got these people that bust their butt to do it, and it takes them years to get the same place where someone just, oh, okay, you know, with women, we come in different shapes, sizes, and colors, and people want what they want. And some people are like, I don't like her because this and that, and oh, she did this. It has so many things to do outside of just talent. If they went straight up head-to-head talent, you know, it'd be a much different outlook. But anyway, Dancing with the Stars, and that's the industry she's in. There's a ton of good-looking women who sing and dance and are good at it and who aren't selling records. And there's a lot of them that look the part. There's a lot that can sing and dance, that can dance and sing but maybe can't act, you know, that have different parts of this, but quote-unquote they're pretty, so they're getting all the roles. Or, you know, there's just so many variables that comes down to a person's personal opinion. People have a look they want. People, you know, so, but the scope of this season, I will say, is very diverse. There's even, I can't remember.
Isn't one of the Olympic gymnasts on it too?
Gymnast is on there, Hernandez. And also one of, she was the Hispanic gymnast.
Oh, okay.
I know her as that because
she
was the first Hispanic, and there's also one of the cast members from Little Women. So there's going to be, I don't know if the term is correct, a dwarf.
Oh,
or
what's
little
the Little Women of Atlanta or L.A.?
I don't know. Just I'm focusing on Little Women. It's going to be Jackson. Where is that coming from? I don't know. But
I was wondering
if
it was, you know what, I think it's Miss Juicy.
For the first time ever, a little woman will be shaking her thing. So it's a lot of different reasons other than really seeing who's going to dance the best to look at this season. I think I might look a little bit more in the beginning, like
when
I usually
wait
until
the
end.
You said the show-ins?
Yes. Yep. Okay. One of them is on this season's cast of Dancing with the Stars. So it should be interesting. Huh?
I'm going to watch it just because I want to see Babyface. And all the other people, okay, great. But I love Babyface. So when I saw the advertisement with him, I was like, oh, what? My boo going to be on there? I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
And I haven't watched it in years because, like I said, I had my own personal boycott going on. Because
yeah. So, but it's
when
gonna
they eliminated Brandy over Bristol Palin.
It's evolved so much, and they have different people, and they have different people. I think they're doing just what we're doing. They want us to do what we're doing right now. We're talking about it. Whether you like it, love it, or hate it, we're talking about it. So it's working for them. So good luck to all of the new cast members, the new dancers, Dancing with the Stars. And speaking of Dancing with the Stars, the Chris Brown thing.
The
Chris Brown thing. So, Harold, what do you think? What have you heard, Harold, about the Chris Brown
thing?
What do you think about that?
I think from what I've read, and this is read off a blog, that the girl that called the cops on Chris Brown was all about a setup. Like correct me if I'm wrong. They never found a gun. All they found was weed in his house. So I'm trying to figure out, why was the cops there so damn long in the first place?
The reason I wanted to see what you knew about it, because without a doubt, I know Mona has the rundown from the top down to the bottom. So, Mona, explain to our audience what happened with Chris Brown earlier this week, please.
Okay. That's my boo. That's my boo. So basically, there was headlines that on TMZ that Chris Brown Chris Brown was arrested, but he was pointed a gun
at a female.
A woman called the 911 on Chris Brown because she said he put a gun in her face.
Right, I heard.
So that was the first headline. Then the second headline, then right after that, this chick is giving interviews. I'm like, really? You're so distraught, but you're talking to TMZ, ABC, E! News, NBC, or whoever else will let your butt sit down and have a voice. So then the second headline was that Chris Brown is in a standoff with LAPD. Mind you, on his end, because I follow him on Instagram, so he posted a video saying, man, he was really pissed, and if I was him, I would have been too. He said, what is going on? He's like, I'm asleep. I get a knock on my door. It's the cops wanting to come in my house. He's like, man, I'm asleep. He's like, what the hell is going on? He's like, I'm tired of this shit. Like, he went off. He's like, I'm tired of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I haven't done anything. I don't plan on doing anything. I'm a father. I do work. I'm trying to take care of my daughter. He's like, what do y'all want from me?
Yeah, it was really unsettling to me how the cops and the helicopters and how they swarmed on his house like that for so long and literally stayed there. You know,
a live news
got
feed.
A search warrant.
Yeah.
It was
no reason.
It was a bit much for him, and then considering everything else, all the real crime that is going on around us. And then, like you say, once he started uncovering more information about the accuser, you could see her agenda, clearly. And that
exactly.
happens to those type of people like Chris Brown all the time. It's a setup.
Right.
So I definitely applaud him for demanding a search warrant. I mean, he knew he had done nothing wrong.
And he did that because he called his attorney, and because I was reading the article
mm-hmm.
last night, his attorney, he wasn't in the standoff. His attorney told him, you don't let them in. You tell them they need a search warrant. Wait for me to get there. So it wasn't a standoff. His
right,
attorney
right.
told him to do that. And
okay.
there was no
mm-hmm.
drugs thrown out the window of his house with a bag full of guns. And
right.
it
right.
was just, the whole thing was just a whole big fabrication. So, you know, it's kind of sad because his reputation kind of
bond also.
Right. Because the cops didn't, yesterday, the last article I read, the cops didn't want to arrest him, but the L.A. district attorney told them to arrest him.
Oh, that's crazy.
This isn't the last that we're going to hear of this, definitely.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, Chris Brown, like you were saying,
he's an easy
his
target.
Reputation.
Very
easy
his
target.
Reputation has... has brought this kind of stigma on him, even though I've seen just since his daughters were born, just in his posts and how he talks and everything is changing him. I've seen the growth in him. He's matured just instantly
mm-hmm.
by becoming a father. So I hope that this all ends well for Chris, which I think will, because the more that comes out about it, this girl is looking more and more silly.
She is in two different grand larceny cases.
Real silly.
And she should be. Something should happen to her for doing a falsified statement in the first place. Because you know, nothing she said was true. So I'm trying to say, like, how come she's not in custody or anything like that?
Yeah,
right.
I think they're trying to determine the validity of those text messages. Apparently, that
okay.
she sent to a friend that's saying she's gonna set his ass up. If they can prove that was in fact coming from her phone, and you know that did happen. Yeah, she's gone.
Yeah.
She's gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what?
She
to me, I don't really even
one.
Think they. I just don't. I'm no legal person, but I feel like once they searched this man's premises and they didn't find any guns or the jewelry or anything else she said,
mm-hmm.
then to me that proves his case that she's lying. Why do they need to verify some text messages? If you know them, LAPD went through every freaking crevice of that man's house.
They still got to follow protocol.
That's true.
Because they don't want to be sued for saying they didn't do a proper this or a proper that. It's all kind of stuff that could come up to haunt people on either side, you know.
You're right.
That's why,
true.
Yeah, it's so,
he's
many,
a liar,
so much
a
politics
scammer.
That goes.
She's
yeah,
a liar,
but,
a scammer,
you know,
and a
But
I'm sorry.
but she was allowed into his house. She didn't you know, she didn't
well,
go through,
he
come
didn't,
through the
see,
window.
That's
she
another
went
thing.
Through the
people
door.
Think, yeah, but people think he invited her to his house. That's not the case. Basically, Chris Brown was sleeping. He allowed his friends to invite people over, so she came with an associate that was invited.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't know
that. He was sleeping, so he let his friends invite people over while he was sleeping. And one of the friends that invited this dude over, because he was talking to TMZ, too, and he the girl texted him, too, and said, "Come, can you believe this? What did she call him? She called him something, kicked me out of his house." So she texted two friends, not just one. And the
wow.
other friends did.
Well,
other
I
friend
knew
that,
Mona would have the rundown on it.
You know, I've been following
what?
My boo.
This,
you know, I've been following
this,
my boo. They've
this
been...
story is not over, and we're going to it's going to hear more about her. And, you know, and you guys, let's really follow this chick, and I'm going to tell you why. She is clearly, without a doubt, in the wrong in this situation. Would you not all agree with me on that?
Yes,
we can see
the
response. But let's see how the media and how people respond to her, and how let's see if she gets any endorsements, TV shows, or whatever out of this. If she
wow.
becomes famous off of being the one who had the police come and helicopters flying over Chris Brown's house recently. And now all of a sudden she's on Inside Edition. Like you say, how quickly she was on all of them shows.
Right.
Now let's see how long it takes her to be a somebody on Basketball Wives LA or reality shows or something.
And that's just ridiculous because I was reading comments and everybody's like, that's what he get from messing with the, I'm not going to say it, but that's what he get. That's what he get. He shouldn't be messing with them. They always put you for the downfall in reference to the blonde-haired and blue-eyed women. So I went in there because you know I comment sometimes. I was like, listen, can people stop saying it's the blonde-haired, blue-eyed women? Because any woman of any race or nationality is capable of doing something like this to Chris Brown. The only difference is the brown girls will not get the entire LAPD SWAT team, nor live news feed or TMZ play-by-play coverage along on their side. That's the only difference. Because any woman is capable of accusing this man of doing this. It's just that she won't get the support from the mainstream media and every other police and all that on her side. That's the difference.
So I see what you're talking
about. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crucial.
Oh, witch.
Right.
I was so pissed.
Oh,
like, when I heard no, when I heard the story,
but,
it just don't sound right. I was like, he has his issues. I'm not excusing his behavior. I know the boy has some issues, right? But when the story broke, I'm like, this don't even sound like him. It don't even sound like something he would do. It just doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if she said he cursed her out, okay, I believe that.
Yeah, now that would be anybody. Some at that time in the morning too, and if he's asleep, getting waking up from your sleep over some BS. That's
right.
But let's talk about some football, you guys. Let's talk about football. I'm so excited. It's Labor Day weekend. Football season. From now on, every weekend we have football through February. It is game time. College football has kicked off. We have some big games today, and I'm really looking forward to this football season. Like I always say, I don't really have a favorite team, but I will admit, I always have favorite players, and one of them being J.J. Watt. So now that I live here in Houston, it's just natural that for the first time ever, I am a team fan. I actually live in Houston, and J.J. Watt is my man that I'm rooting for, and they happen to all be in the same place. So Houston Texans, specifically J.J. Watt, I'm definitely rooting for this season, definitely. Super, super excited that the Super Bowl is actually going to be here in Houston. So the Tomboys are going to be celebrating its one-year anniversary, and we are going to do a huge Tomboy Brunch day party at the Houston Texas Grill. So as we go on,
join the festivities.
You have to. Oh, absolutely. You guys are on the VIP list, but seats are going fast. I'm telling you that. But
well,
it's
you saved my seat. I'm VIP.
But so now let's talk about the obvious biggest football story this week has been Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick has to sit or not to sit has been the question, and he has sat during the national anthem in each of the past three preseason games to bring awareness to racial inequalities in the U.S. And of course, it didn't go over well with many Americans.
Right.
You know, this is again another national thing that is causing division among our country in such a crucial election year.
Yeah.
I mean, gosh. Yeah. You know, and he's doing a silent form of protest. That's what we have to remember here. We have freedom of speech and all of this. He's not rioting, burning buildings and everything to get his point across. He is just kneeling. He is not dishonoring veterans, and this is all my personal opinion, because we have seen multiple references to people not putting their hand over their heart, you know,
right.
Also not standing, just different ways. And, I mean, does it make him less patriotic, less of an American? Are people, they're burning his jersey, you know.
Ridiculous.
Are we going... Yeah, I really, I'm just at a loss for words that our country is so enraged.
But only with brown people.
Right.
I'm sorry, but to me, only with people.
Wait, let me hear what Harold has to say.
This is something I'm trying to, because you made a point about the whole people not putting their hand on their heart and all that stuff. And if y'all think back, really, they try to go off on Gabby for doing that when she in the Olympics. But before Gabby did that, y'all remember Donald Trump did the same thing. So it was like they didn't say nothing about Donald Trump doing that. They didn't put his hand on his heart. But Gabby did it, you know, did the same thing, didn't put a hand on her heart. Everybody went off on her because of that. So then now come to preseason football, you see Kaepernick, you know, he sits down. And it's like, you know, it started off with Donald Trump, but y'all didn't say nothing. But now then, you know, you see two African Americans, one female, one a male, doing that. Now it becomes a big story. And it's like, hold on, is it only because a black person is doing it that is bad? When a white person does it, it's okay for them to do it? It makes no sense to me like that. So, I mean, to me, it's like, I don't know if y'all seen the post of the dude dialing the dude that killed the people in South Carolina. There's a picture of him burning the flag, you know what I'm saying? And then goes in and kills non-black folks. And then they set up a GoFundMe account to raise money for his defense attorney. That shit didn't make no sense.
I was like, how
can you defend this dude? Yeah. But at the same time, you got Kaepernick. All he did was sit down and then
set
up a flag. And then y'all want to crucify him. That makes no sense to me. So, I mean, to me, it's all about the white privilege. I don't care how you look at it, because you can look at it any other way, but it's all about being the white privilege, and that's the bottom line. And there's no way.
Well, look at Ryan Lochte. Ryan Lochte, I think, embarrassed our nation in front of the world.
Definitely.
You know, and, you know, he embarrassed our nation, and nobody, I don't know what they would do, burn his speedos, but he didn't really get the backlash that I think it deserved, considering the way the media does to those who they choose. Apparently, the only pattern we're seeing is, like you just say, is it white privilege, or another way of saying it, just because he's black, or, you know, he's raised by white parents. You know, he's mixed.
Mm-hmm. And think about Ron Lochte, I feel like the reason that he lied and fabricated that story is because if Brazil are people of color, and that's the only reason he did that shit. And he figured, oh, I can get away with this shit, so I'm going to do it. Brazil is a poor country, so that's the reason he did all what he did. But once it came back to him, then he was like, oh, now I got to tell the truth. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, man, come on, man. Mm-hmm. And everybody's giving him, you know, trying to forgive him and all that stuff. Like, nah, don't forgive him. Punish him like you would do anybody else.
But see, but they did. Now he's on Dancing with the Stars, one of the most popular. Now he has a chance to
redeem himself,
redefine his image. Yeah, mm-hmm. to redefine what people are thinking of him. He has a chance to get on there and shine and become America's good old boy. So,
exactly.
But I think I really do, and I know I grew up in a military family. And I know that the veterans, and there's a lot of the military that are standing up for him as veterans.
Right, exactly.
Because wrong is wrong and right is right. It's not picking this side or picking this side. If people, and particularly black men and, like he said, brown people of color, are getting murdered by the police, and it's in record numbers. Not all police are murdering black people. We're not saying that.
Right.
We're not saying all lives don't matter. But we're saying there is a problem right now. And he's acknowledging it. And he's doing some action about it. And the thing, what gets me with him, because there's a lot of people in positions of power or influencers who have the ability to affect change by their platform, meaning these athletes, but there are so few of them who will actually risk giving all of that up to stand up for something they believe in. Kaepernick's not even on the team good. He's not their starting quarterback. He's still trying to make it, but he's risking his football career. He's donated money to the youth, less fortunate youth, so he's putting his money where his mouth is, but he's also doing some action. And now he has brought more national attention to this problem, but in a peaceful, positive way. You know, like I always post, don't be silent. I mean, don't be violent, but also don't be silent. And that's what he's doing. Me, you, and Mona could sit or could take a knee at the national anthem at every game we go to. No one cares. But
no, exactly.
Let's get somebody of influence to make the news people come out to say his story, because when he has these press conferences, what he's saying makes sense. He's not coming with he's talking to him. So he's using his platform to do it, and he's risking it. That's what Muhammad Ali did. He didn't want to go represent the United States in the Olympics with all that was going on in this country. He couldn't go and represent them. And now look how he died as a hero, as a champion. So to Kaepernick, if you're listening to the show, which I hope somebody gets it to him, and he does, and I can bring him on here, you know, fight the good fight. You're not hurting anybody, but you're sending a message.
Exactly.
People are listening, and you're using your platform. So,
yeah, I mean, and he said that though. He said that. He said, "I'm using my platform for the people that can't speak for themselves, and I'm on this, and I'm on this level, and I'm gonna use it." So, I mean, you can be mad at me, but he said that in his press conference. I'm not being violent. I'm not doing anything. I'm just using my platform for the people that don't have a voice, and he's doing that in a peaceful way.
Yep.
But going back to what you're saying,
People like Jerry Rice, you know, they're speaking, telling him he's wrong and stuff. Just applaud him for still having the guts, and out of all this slack, people are burning his jersey and posting it online, and just with all of that, he is still holding on to his beliefs. And, NFL, if they ask him to stop doing that, you know, I'm following him, I support him, because he is not burning buildings, he's not rioting, flipping cars over, shooting at anybody. He is not standing during the singing of the national anthem. He takes a knee form of protest.
Well, did you read that now the San Francisco Police Department said they're threatening not to work the games anymore.
Oh yeah.
Because of it. I'm like, so you're that mad over a damn song that you're gonna put thousands of people's lives in jeopardy? That's more important to you.
So at the
exactly.
It's like, you know, are you really cops? Because really, you're mad about a song. You know how many songs are bad towards the cops? So it's like, are you really doing your job protecting the people? So, I mean, like, if you don't get mad at a song, get over it. Still do your job regardless. That's how I feel, too.
Right. But another
thing
I want to make is
socks that he wore with pigs with police hats on it like 2 years ago. You know, they're growing old pictures, zooming in on his socks. With those socks, that was a cartoon. You know, everybody those things, kids. But now they're zooming in. They're just trying to find something to make what he's doing wrong. Yeah. And it's not. And he's just, oh, man. But
he addressed that yesterday. He was like, let me address this now. He was like, I've worn these socks plenty of times before. He was like, I have family members and friends that are police officers, so it's not about the police officers. It's about the bad ones that make it bad for the good ones to go out and do their job properly, because there's a lot of bias towards them in general.
Exactly.
And I was like, he better say that. And then he came out yesterday with his big fro. I was like, brother, you better do it. You better show pride. Oh, them comments are so disgusting. It hurts my heart, the stuff people saying to him. I'm just like, really, people, over a song? Because at the end of the day, it's just a song.
Which was written in the slavery days.
Right. It's actually an ode to the celebration of owning slaves. It was actually a poem written by a former plantation owner. What they did, we adopted, United States adopted it as their national anthem in 1931, and they left out the third stanza, which is a verse about
right.
celebrating owning slaves.
Oh,
so
slaves,
we
yeah.
sit here singing
exactly.
a song about celebrating owning slaves.
Yeah. Yeah, and not many people know about that third stanza, but I read about that too in the lyrics of that third standard,
yeah,
stanza.
I did too.
Excuse me, are talking about pride in owning slaves.
Right.
So, you know, as far as we have come in race relations, we still have a long
mm-hmm.
way to go. You know,
yes, we
and it's a learned behavior. It's taught. So as long as people keep teaching their children to hate people because they're different, they will grow up with those beliefs and teach their children. So this is generations of hate and race issues that we're dealing with now. And it's going to take, you know, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, Maya Angelou, you know, they've passed on. It's up to this new generation, the Kaepernicks and people like us who have this platform to, we either will withdraw into our own and not speak about
mm-hmm.
it, or we will stand up and speak about it and risk losing things because of the way this country runs. We know those
mm-hmm.
who have power, and we know those who have less power. And
mm-hmm.
we got to, you know,
Did you see the, I know you probably saw it, Trina. Did you see the expert on when Stephen A. Smith went off on Cam Newton?
What happened? But I heard Cam Newton is one of those that are him and Jerry Rice are one of those that are in disagreement with Kaepernick. What did Stephen A. say with his loud self?
Jerry Rice was disagreeing. Cam Newton was not in disagreement. He was just like, basically, Cam Newton made a statement. He said, which I thought was very dumb on his part. He said, why in the hell would – he said, our skin is 1/8 inch. Under that 1/8 inch, we're all the same. So why are people getting mad about a 1/8 inch skin tone of being mad about each other? So basically he was dancing around the whole fact about what the reason that Colin Kaepernick is protesting. And afterwards, Stephen A. Smith says that that's a perfect example of somebody that's dancing around the topic because he doesn't want to lose all his endorsements.
Yeah,
a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
I got that
mm-hmm.
too, because when I saw his statement, he was just talking in circles. I mean, I got what he was saying because, you know, I got what he was trying to say, but I'm like, come on, Cam, you sitting here talking in circles. He's trying to be on his side but save his own behind at the same time.
Exactly. That's what I mean by Kaepernick is doing it anyway. See,
mm-hmm.
because most people, they want to support him. He's probably getting private texts saying, man, you know, for whatever reason, I got a family, I can't do it, I can't risk it or whatever,
yeah, exactly.
and I can't do it. But, you know, doing it, but it takes, those are the ones who become the champions, the Muhammad Ali's, the leaders, the ones who, you know, Rosa Parks didn't plan on becoming who she was. Her feet hurt. She didn't want to get up and walk to the back of the bus because her feet hurt, and there were plenty of other seats around her, and she just refused to get up, but she started a movement. And that's what this has the potential of doing. The other game, one of Kaepernick's teammates took
yep.
him in also, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it starts. So right now he will be hated, but at the end of this he will be held high if he just sticks in
exactly.
it. But it's going to, and he may lose everything he has. These are the people that – become the people we read about in history, you know, because he's doing I'm sure there are a lot of people who concur with him but don't have the guts to publicly say it, which you understand. They got some of them have millions to risk. It's a big something. You have to really believe in your core so much that I am willing to do this because to stand up for what I believe in.
And there was an article about him yesterday that said that, you know, if he gets cut, you know, what team would pick him up? And from what they said, the article, like, probably no team would pick him up because they don't want to get the backlash of what he's going through. And that's one of the things, like, you know, he's willing to lose it. You know what I'm saying? And that's
yeah.
what he was talking about. He's willing to put it out there to be like, you know, okay, if I get cut because of that, then you guys know I didn't get cut because of my athletic abilities because I protested.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The
so
last
I was,
game,
but you
yeah.
know what?
His last preseason game, he threw for over 100 yards. So he's playing football. He's doing what his job. So if they do
yeah,
it, it's purely for, you know, but it won't be because he's not doing his job. He's producing. He's doing his job. He's fighting for his position. But go ahead,
but can
I just
say one thing about it? They to me, America always talk about free speech. You have the freedom, right to free speech. So they state that anytime any of these racist people come out and say all this derogatory stuff,
yep.
right? But when black people
mm-hmm.
come out and say our stuff, all
that's
of a sudden, and I'm like, oh,
uh-huh.
but do we have the right, only free speech only is only for white people? Is that how we're doing
yeah.
this? Because
that's
anytime a person of color exercise their right for free speech and this, that, and the third, it's a problem.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
that's
well, that's
quote.
Been
that's
going on
that.
As long as you've been alive. That's why
I know, but I
you,
I know that's
people.
What I'm saying. That's why it bothers me, and I'm just like, y'all are full of crap.
And there was
yeah.
a good quote
but
on
it's
Facebook.
It's changing. It's changing. It used to be so much worse, but we still have a long way to go. You know,
which is
it's still
sad
because
we're in
it's
2016,
still...
almost 17.
Yeah, it's,
and
we
still
yeah,
it
like, not.
Yeah.
yeah, and yeah, as long as we are, you know, we are a minority, and the majority are the ones who are in power.
Mm-hmm.
So
there was a good quote on Facebook that said, I don't know if y'all read it, but I thought it was kind of Donald Trump says, you know, America is not great. And he has a chance to be the next president. So, you know, Kaepernick says America's not great. Everybody tells him to leave.
Burning his
you know
jersey.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, or burn his jersey.
Yeah.
Like, that's
yeah.
I thought that was kind of
so,
crazy.
But as long as the powers that be are in control, they, you know, they will control. So it takes
oh, yeah.
people like Kaepernick to protest to start seeing the change. So that's why some, you know, and I always, kind of say that be the change, be the inspiration, be
and
the
I was
person
so
that
happy
you want to see, be the change that you
right.
want to see.
And I was so happy to see that, you know, more players are starting to join him. And that's what we have to do. Like everybody, when it comes to stuff like this, you just need support and,
mm-hmm.
and people need to stick together and show, you know, show a team effort, you know, like togetherness.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day
yeah.
when people, our generation, like our mothers and grandmothers' generations, was fighting for civil rights and stuff. All black people joined together back
mm-hmm.
then. Everybody was on the same page. Nowadays, you get people, I don't even know how to describe them, but they just don't get it.
I think
they're
these
so
days,
scared
yeah.
to lose
it's
their
just, you
money.
Know what it is? It's just, yeah, it, you know what? And nobody walks in nobody's else's shoes, so you don't know. We know what we see on TV. We don't know what home
right.
life is. People see what's going on, but they don't really know what's going on, what they can afford to do, what they cannot do, you know, and what being pushed to their limit is. We don't know. My limit is different from Harold's limit is different from Mona's limit. So what being pushed to the limit, some people are pushed and have had such mean and cruel things done to them, but they still show up. You know,
mm-hmm.
they still do it. So,
yeah.
again, it might be the whatever their motivation is. They need the money. They can't afford not to quit. Jobs are scarce. You know, there's a network of this going on. Like what Harold said earlier, if he is cut for this reason, the snowball effect happened. No other team is going to pick him up. The point I was going to make, I just remembered, was I don't know if you guys remember Craig Hodges. Had something similar like this happen to him. Craig Hodges played one basketball player, played with Michael Jordan and the Bulls, was on the
uh-huh.
91 and 92 championship team. And
right.
one of their visits, you know how the championship team, NFL, NBA, they all go meet to the White House and meet the president and give him a jersey. Well, when the Bulls did that and went and gave the jersey to Bush, Traditionally, these guys wear business suits when they go do this visit. But Craig Hodges, who was is tied for Larry Bird for 3-point wins in All-Star games. Yeah, but he wore a dashiki, an African dashiki, and when they presented the President Bush with the jersey, he also handed him a letter with a list of issues that at the time were plaguing the black community. And then it was also his free agency year. And then 29 teams, that his agent at the time, 29, there's more now, 29 teams, he personally and his agent called, and he did not get one tryout. Nobody picked him up, and he was a 3-point champion. Just came off the championship with the Bulls, and nobody picked him up. So he was blackballed from the NBA. Phil Jackson hired him as one of his assistant coach and shooting coaches out in L.A., took him to New York. He was at one time coaching the Knicks development team. But the point is his career has been over since then.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that
was a form of silent – most people don't. You see how he's – you know, Mona, I'm sure, don't even know who Craig Hodges is.
I sure don't.
Right. And Harold, you know who I'm talking about, but you haven't heard of him. It's been years, right?
Yeah. You're right. I know you're talking about him. Like,
but
I didn't know that.
I mean, it's been at least 10 or 15 years ago since I met him, and I remember him telling me this conversation. And then as I was thinking about it, as this has been happening, I Googled it, too. And, yeah, everything he said nobody. He said, I told Bush, you know, he's not doing anything for black people, basically. You know, he was giving me his version. And since then, nobody. So, but he does 3 shooting clinics and things like that. But he was literally blackballed from the NBA. And people can say, no, it's not that. He just wasn't picked up. He was old, blah, blah, blah. He was tied with Larry Bird.
I mean, he was a solid shooter.
He was an athlete. Cool. He was a championship. He has rings.
he was the best.
His record,
the best, man.
Yeah, his 3-point shooting record still stands tied with Larry Bird in All-Star game. So it wasn't that. So, but he did. He protested, and look what had happened. And that's what Kaepernick is risking. That's what I'm going to follow and find out. I hope it doesn't come to that. But that just shows you his character. He is going for the good over evil, for the good and not the glory.
Yeah.
But the thing is with the whole his team cutting him right now, if the 49ers were to cut him, it would look really bad. I mean, they can say, oh, because he's not playing right, oh, because of this, that, and the third, but right now would not be the time to cut him because it would be really, really a bad look for the
because now is the time they do cut. It would be normal.
No, but I'm saying,
like what I just said about Craig Hodges, and 10, 15 years from now, nobody even remember his name.
But I'm saying, even
the 49ers,
Trina, I'm saying they discussed it on ESPN, and a lot of the commentators on ESPN, just, I was watching it while I was at work. Can you believe it? Anyway, they were saying that it would be a bad look on the organization because of all the hoopla surrounding it. So even if they were really cutting him because he has not been playing up to par, it would look like they're cutting him to get rid of him because of all the negativity surrounding him right now. So it would not be good.
What I'm saying to you is, and I'm saying to you, it would not be a good look for a moment. Believe me, that multi-million-dollar organization known as the San Francisco 49ers packing the stadiums will continue. Kaepernick will be replaced by another multi-million-dollar quarterback, and we don't hear it. For a moment, somebody might say, ooh, boo, San Francisco. But those season ticket holders are not selling their tickets. The people who don't support the 49ers anymore are not enough to shut down the organization. I'm talking about a multi-million-dollar conglomerate known as the NFL. So it will hurt, and it is, it will hurt Kaepernick more than it will the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, they're dropping everything, but they'll get over it, just like when Ray Rice wasn't cut. Everybody booed Baltimore Ravens, but the stands were still full. Right. You know,
well,
people.
I hope that they
Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger was in a rape trial, but he's still the number one go-to quarterback.
Mm-hmm. He's been in three different. He's been accused of that three
times.
Right.
So that's my point. It won't hurt the 49ers. It will not hurt the 49ers. Believe me,
they don't come to that. Let's just hope it don't come to that.
Yeah, but yeah, we'll talk about it for a
minute.
And then the next week there'll be another story that is on the hotline. Like I said, it's an election year, and they'll do something to make sure that there is another story to take away from that. And then so you know what I want to do is keep talking about it, keep it in the news. But but yeah, that's it. But but yeah, so I'm really following the Kaepernick story just because it just has so many different facets with the veterans who feel that he is standing up for what he believes and supporting him, and also the veterans who feel like he isn't. You know, so I can only imagine what kind of feeling that is, and how he has said over and over again, it's no disrespect to the veterans. So,
right, yeah.
And definitely. The 49ers, they're just the company. They're just the machine. I'm not even worried about them.
Oh, you can't be, yeah. It's just a business, that's all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And any publicity is good publicity. Even when it's bad publicity, there are more cameras and media now at the 49ers camps than there ever has been, you know, in a while. But they had them there every day this week. So, but now it is football season in effect, no more preseason. And the road to H-Town, H-Town bound. Everybody is trying to get to Houston for Sunday, February 5th, the Super Bowl. And we'll see. Again, I'm going for the Houston Texans. Pal.
I'm going for the Jets. Still going my team. New York Jets is my team, so.
Okay. Monet.
You know I don't care.
Just say
I
the Giants.
Really
in New York, Monet, say the Giants. Say something.
I mean, I would love to see one of the New York teams go.
That's all you had to say.
No,
New York
say
teams.
I would love to see one of the New York teams go, whether it's the Jets or the Giants.
There you go. A great pick. Great pick. Really the Jets go. Really the Jets.
Well, you guys, once again, thank you for joining me for brunch. It's always a pleasure. I love your guys' points of views and just how you come with it straight, no chaser. And that's what the Tomboy Brunch is all about, me and my friends getting together to talk about sports, entertainment, and everything under the sun. And we're passionate about it. And
we sure are.
And this is what we do. So have a great Labor Day weekend, the barbecues, the grills, the Labor Day classics, and college football.
Portion size.
I've been good. I've been on the Tiana Taylor diet.
Uh-oh.
I don't even know if she's on the diet, but in my head, there's a certain way she eats. So, yeah. I've been proud of myself.
So, yeah, and I'm trying to, I'm definitely looking at portion size, but I will be eating. So, you guys enjoy the rest of your Saturday and join us next week, same time, for sports, entertainment, and mimosas on the Tomboy Brunch. And Mona, again, happy birthday. And
Thank you, Harold. Thank you. Thank you. I'm on my way to, you know, do some things today.
All right. Aw, Sookie. All right. Happy birthday on the way out.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.